Preparing a presidential library has typically meant sifting through thousands of boxes filled with old papers. And for archivists working on the Bush Library, that's no exception. But this time, they have a new challenge, sifting through massive hard drives.
We have 80 terabytes of electronic records, which is an unprecedented amount of electronic records for us.
Brooke Clements is with the National Archives and Records Administration. It's her job to preserve and review the president's electronic treasure trove, which means someone reads through each and every file to decide what to redact for personal or national security reasons. And in case you were wondering, those 80 terabytes she mentioned, that's 8 times the entire print collection of the Library of Congress.
We're now estimating that an email is about 5 pages long or so. So that means that our 200 million emails would be about 1 billion pages.
That's why they're turning to the web for storage, where they can post unlimited amounts of video, digital photos, and documents. The library already has some online.
So there's quite a lot of September 11th photos, and they go all the way up to 2001, when President Bush throws out the first pitch at the World Series.
There are also videos. A whole gallery devoted to Barney and Miss Beasley. Yep, the Bush's beloved black Scottish terriers.
Celebrate America. That's a great way to spend our last holiday here in the White House.
These videos weren't particularly controversial. It's more complicated for electronic files like emails. Researchers who want to dive into the email goldmine will have to wait until January to request access. That's because presidential records aren't available to the public until 5 years after a president leaves office, when the Freedom of Information Act kicks in. Adam Bergfield is an archivist at the Clinton Presidential Library. He remembers the day Clinton's material went public.
Within the first few hours of accepting Freedom of Information Act requests, we received hundreds and hundreds of requests. By telephone, by email, by fax.
The Clinton Library had 20 million emails to deal with. The Bush has 10 times that.
That's only actually a small percentage of the email traffic that went on during the Bush White House.
David Gowertz is author of Where Have All the President's Emails Gone? He explains it's only emails sent through official White House accounts that are delivered to archivists.
President Bush's interaction with email was simply, "I'm not touching it," period. Because he, and probably rightly so, believed that his statements in a casual communication might be misinterpreted. And so he just completely avoided using email. On the other hand, his staff used email tremendously.
So while the library won't have emails from President Bush himself, you could see discussions between advisors, staffers, and secretaries.
More interesting is what historians can do with it, to look for clusters of emails around various events and to see the thinking and the mindset of individuals in the White House during the various stages. I mean, there's 8 years of very volatile history that went on.
Researchers will have to be patient. It's going to take decades for archivists to sift through those virtual mountains of electronic data. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.